Lesson 42. Mark chapters 11 through 16. Introduction. Near the end of his mortal ministry, the Savior observed a poor widow casting two mites into the temple treasury. Later, while at dinner in Bethany, Mary anointed Jesus in token of his burial. The Savior suffered in Gethsemane. He was tried and condemned to die. After he died on the cross and was resurrected, the Lord appeared to his apostles and commissioned them to take the gospel to the world. Note: teaching about the Savior's suffering in Gethsemane. There are three accounts of the events that occurred in Gethsemane. The lesson for Matthew 26 focuses on the Savior's submission to his Father's will. The lesson for Mark 14 addresses Jesus Christ's suffering in Gethsemane. The lesson for Luke 22 emphasizes the extremity of his suffering. Focusing on the unique aspects of these three accounts of the Savior's suffering can provide students with distinctive experiences as they study each account. Suggestions for teaching. Mark chapters 11 through 13. The Savior teaches at the temple and observes a widow cast mites into the temple treasury. Read the following scenarios aloud and ask students to listen for the differences between the offerings presented to the Lord in each scenario. Number 1. A woman gave her bishop a very large sum of money as a fast offering. Another woman who lives in the same ward gave a very small amount to her bishop as a fast offering. Number 2. A man serves as a stake president. Another man in the stake serves as a primary teacher. What differences did you notice in the offerings given in each scenario? How might a person feel if his or her offering to the Lord appears small when compared to the offerings of others? Invite students to look for truths as they study Mark 11 through 14 that will help them know how the Lord views their offerings to Him. Display the picture, triumphal entry. Briefly summarize Mark 11, verse 1 through 12, verse 40, by explaining that as the Savior neared the end of his mortal ministry, he rode triumphantly into Jerusalem, cleansed the temple, and taught the people there. Remind students that in an attempt to discredit the Savior, the Pharisees and scribes asked him difficult questions while he taught in the temple. After the Savior responded to their questions, he denounced the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and scribes. Explain that while Jesus was at the temple, he witnessed individuals bringing money to the temple treasury as an offering to God. Invite a student to read Mark 12, 41 through 44 aloud, and ask the class to look for what the Savior saw at the treasury. What did the Savior see at the treasury? Show the coin with the least value in your country's currency, and explain that a mite was the smallest bronze coin used by the Jews. See Bible Dictionary Money. How might someone feel if they gave only two mites as an offering to God? What did the Savior say about the widow's offering compared to the offerings of others? Why do you think the Savior considered her offering to be more than the offerings of others? Based on what the Lord said about the widow, what principle can we learn about giving to the Lord? Students may use different words, but should identify a principle similar to the following. If we are willing to give all that we have to the Lord, He will accept our offering, even if it appears small in comparison to that of others. Summarize Mark 13 by explaining that the Savior taught His apostles about the second coming. Remind students that they studied these teachings in Joseph Smith Matthew. Mark chapter 14, verses 1 through 9. Mary anoints the Savior. Explain that after the Savior taught His disciples about the signs of His second coming, He left Jerusalem and went to Bethany, to the house of a man named Simon, who previously had been afflicted with leprosy. Invite one student to read Mark 14:3 aloud and another student to read John 12:3 aloud. Ask the class to listen for what happened to the Savior as He sat down for dinner. What happened to the Savior as He sat down for dinner at Simon's house? Explain that the woman who anointed the Savior is Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus. How did Mary show the Savior her love and devotion? Explain that Mary's act of anointing the Savior's head and feet with spikenard, a costly ointment, was an act of such reverence that even kings rarely received it. See James E. Talmage, Jesus the Christ, page 512. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Mark 14, 4-9. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how some of the people at the dinner reacted to what Mary did. Explain that we learned from John 12, 4-5, that Judas Iscariot was the one who complained about Mary's act. How did Judas Iscariot react to Mary's anointing the Savior with costly ointment? According to verse 5, how much was the ointment worth? Explain that 300 pence was about equal to the amount a common laborer could earn in a year. How did the Savior respond to Judas's criticism of Mary? Point out the phrase, "She hath wrought a good work on me," in verse 6, and explain that it indicates that the Savior was pleased with what Mary had done. Also point out the phrase, "She hath done what she could," in verse 8, and explain that this implies that Mary had given her best to the Lord. What truth can we learn from these verses about how the Savior feels when we give our best to Him? Students may use different words, but should identify the following principle. The Savior is pleased when we give Him our best. Refer to the two scenarios that were presented at the beginning of class. Ask students to use the truths they identified in Mark 12 and Mark 14 to explain how the individuals in each scenario might please the Lord. How might believing these truths help someone who feels that they don't have much to give to the Lord? When have you seen someone give their best to the Lord? Invite students to consider whether they are currently giving their best to the Lord. Encourage them to select one aspect of their life in which they could improve and to set a goal that will help them give their best to the Lord. Mark 14, verse 10 through chapter 16, verse 20. Jesus begins His atonement as He suffers in Gethsemane for our sins. He is betrayed by Judas Iscariot and brought before Jewish leaders. Ask students to silently ponder the following questions. Have you ever felt that no one understands you or what you are going through? Have you ever felt that you cannot be forgiven of your past sins? Invite students to look for truths as they study Mark 14 that can help someone who might have these feelings. Summarize Mark 14, 10-31, by explaining that a few days after Mary anointed Jesus, Jesus and the apostles observed the Passover. Afterward, the Savior went to the Garden of Gethsemane. Invite a student to read Mark 14, verses 32-34, aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the Savior felt in the Garden of Gethsemane. How did the Savior feel in the Garden of Gethsemane? After students respond, write the following phrases on the board. Sore amazed, very heavy, exceeding sorrowful. Explain that these phrases refer to the suffering Jesus Christ experienced as part of His atonement. What do these phrases teach us about the atonement of Jesus Christ? After students respond, write the following truth on the board. As part of His atonement, Jesus Christ suffered and sorrowed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Mark 14, 35-42. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Savior did because of His intense suffering. What did the Savior do because of His intense suffering? Help students understand that Jesus' suffering was so severe that He asked if it were possible for Him not to experience it. Write the following phrase on the board. Jesus Christ suffered blank so that He blank. Explain that other scripture passages can help us understand Jesus Christ's suffering and why He would be willing to suffer for us. Write the following references on the board. Isaiah 53, 3-5, and Alma 7, 11-13. Divide students into pairs and invite them to read the verses together, looking for what the Savior suffered and why he suffered. Ask students to write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals how they would complete the phrase written on the board, using what they learn in Isaiah 53, 3-5 and Alma 7, 11-13. You may need to explain that the word succor in Alma 7, 12 means to hurry to give relief or to go to someone's aid. After sufficient time, invite several students to report how they completed the phrase. Their answers should be similar to the following. Jesus Christ suffered our pains, afflictions, temptations, sicknesses, infirmities, and sorrows, so that he could know how to succor us. Jesus Christ suffered for our sins, so that he could blot out our transgressions. Remind students that the Savior's suffering for the sins of mankind began in Gethsemane and continued through and culminated in his crucifixion on the cross. To help students feel the importance of the truth that as part of his atonement Jesus Christ suffered and sorrowed in the Garden of Gethsemane, consider showing the video Special Witness, Elder Holland, in which Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles testifies of the Savior's suffering in Gethsemane. This video is available on LDS.org. How might knowing what the Savior suffered and why he suffered help you as you face trials, pains, and afflictions? When have you felt the Savior succor you in a time of pain, sickness, or sorrow? What feelings have you experienced as you have repented and felt your sins blotted out or erased through the atonement of Jesus Christ? Summarize Mark 14, verse 43 through chapter 16, verse 20 by explaining that Jesus was taken to an illegal trial before the Sanhedrin and condemned to die. After the Savior died on the cross and was resurrected, he appeared to his apostles and commissioned them to take the gospel to all the world. You may want to conclude by testifying of the truths you have discussed today. Commentary and background information. Mark 14, 3-9. Mary anointed Jesus. Elder James E. Talmage explained that Mary's actions showed her great love for Jesus. Quote, "To anoint the head of a guest with ordinary oil was to do him honor. To anoint his feet also was to show unusual and signal regard. But the anointing of head and feet with spikenard, and in such abundance, was an act of reverential homage rarely rendered even to kings. Mary's act was an expression of adoration. It was the fragrant outwelling of a heart overflowing with worship and affection." End quote. From Jesus the Christ, page 512.